Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Power Your Life show. And many of us, actually all of us, have incredible inner resources, inner talents, jewels, as Laurie Seymour says. And we have such wondrous capabilities and abilities, and we really need to learn how to tap into that richness that is truly, truly ours. And when we do, I know when I do, life is incredible and lots of stuff seems to happen just magically, although it's not magic. And it just feels as though we're so in touch with who we need to be, with our answers, with all the information, and also with the universe. So I'm very excited to bring forth a wonderful guest, Laurie Seymour, who really knows how to do that. She calls her program Prospecting Your Inner Jewel. Laurie is an author, a provocative speaker, and a master facilitator of the BakaJourney.com. She left her career as a psychotherapist, and she founded the BakaJourney.com as an educational site for dialogue and exploration about conscious living. She teaches how to have more clarity in decisions and actions, and her inner research proved that unlocking your potential is more powerful than believing you need fixing. And she shares with others that the life's deepest answers shine through when you're quiet and connected to your inner resources. I so agree. Laurie can teach you about your inner guidance system and can help you connect with your inner teacher. Welcome, Laurie Seymour. How are you?
I am wonderful and delighted to be here. Thank you for having me, Joanne.
It's my pleasure. So let's really get to it, because what is the inner jewel? I mentioned a little bit about our inner resources, but what's your take on it? What's our inner jewel?
For me, Joanne, the inner jewel is really what I call an experience as the inner teacher. It's that part of ourselves that lives beyond and outside of the ego. It's the part of us that really knows. I could say it knows the truth. And yet it's there within us. It's that part that is connected to that universe, that bigger universe. It's the part of us that has the ability to offer guidance, big and little. You know, what am I needing to do first this morning? To which life path do I need to take? Which job offer do I need to accept? So the inner teacher for me has that grandness and that daily usefulness.
And really, we need both, because what do I need to eat today is really about maintaining your health, and it may seem like a trivial question, but it's also about creating a healthy lifestyle and also longevity. And like you said, the larger questions in terms of our direction and our purpose are also a part of that system. Now, you talk about doing research. What kind of research did you do to get to this place?
I spent about 20-some years with a group of people with a teacher who has since passed on. And we would come together several times a year and connect, you know, in times outside of that, always with the sense of exploring how energy was changing our own lives and how paying attention to each moment, working with our own attitudes, with our thoughts, with how we related to others, how that impacted our ability to receive more and more in our lives. So it was really this dynamic process of researching how energy was changing our lives, how living in a way of paying attention changed things. And you know, and as you said in my introduction, I was a psychotherapist for many, many years, and this was very different.
It definitely is different because it's asking us to look at ourselves in a very different way and to tap into resources that probably don't necessarily get addressed in psychotherapy. I have a question because, yes, I know, you know, we have an inner teacher and inner guidance and this great way of, but how would people know how to connect with it? How would they know whether it's their ego, as you mentioned, or their inner teacher speaking? I think that that's always a challenge for people. Hello, are you there? We're having a little bit of...
There we are. There you are. Yeah, I couldn't hear you at all.
Okay, did you hear my question?
I did not.
Okay, I said we have an inner teacher, as you said, and I totally know that and believe in it and access it, but how can we assist our listeners, people, to be able to recognize when it is their inner teacher versus their ego speaking to them? How do they get in touch with their inner teacher?
Oh, what a perfect question, Joanne. It was my question, I think, my whole life. Because I'd have a sensing of something, and then so quickly what would come in would be self-doubt. I couldn't possibly do that, or that couldn't possibly be the truth. So in this way of working, the first step is starting to connect with your own, what I call the feeling body, becoming aware of how your body feels when there's balance. So it's getting quiet, it's taking time to meditate, to be gentle with yourself, and you start to, when you do that, you start to learn about discernment. You start to feel when you feel on and when you don't. I mean, that's the first level of it, isn't it, in your body. You know the feeling when you know this is what's next, or this is the right step to take, and you know also when you have that little feeling of, ooh, you know, I don't know about this, even if it's what your personality is saying, yeah, I'm so excited. So it's starting to differentiate and learn discernment through that.
You know, it's interesting because I had an injury over the summer and I wasn't able to sit. What I was able to do was to walk and to stand. So I did a lot of walking meditations, and I was getting, my inner guidance was saying, this is for a reason, we're asking you to let go of certain things, and we sort of had to kind of kick you in the butt to make it happen, because you know how sometimes we love to cling to the familiar stuff. And I kept saying, this is, you know, like, is this real? But every time I would do that meditative walk, I would get the same information, like, don't worry, it's fine. This is exactly where you need to go. This is how we're guiding you. So I totally trust that. But what if people are getting that or something similar? And yes, they're in their body, there's a resistance to it because they're asked to take a leap or they're asked to do something that may be moving out of their comfort zone, and there may be other issues that come up and aside from the inner teacher that's creating or promoting that fear.
You know, and that's everyday life. To answer your question, when I really had the sensing and received that guidance from my inner teacher that I needed to end my practice, my psychotherapy practice, there was a part of me that was just scared to death. because that was my livelihood. It was how I defined myself. It was, you know, it was how I made a living. And I had to, with every time that fear came up, I had to take a few breaths, settle my body, and feel into that, I guess I could call it that more peaceful feeling that came with the message of what I needed to do. And then I started to ask more questions about it. And that's part of what can happen when you really trust, when you build that pattern of trust in the inner teacher, you can start to dialogue with it. There can be a literal dialogue of asking questions, getting more direction, more clarity, more detail. And that helps to settle that, you know, that usual fight-flight reaction in the body. Or your spouse's, you know, response going, what are you talking about? You're going to quit your job or you're quit your, you know, your practice.
I've been there, so just like you. And, you know, that was part of my injury. It was like, okay, you've got to let go of this and you've got to move mm-hmm. into, and that was a livelihood piece too. So mm-hmm. you have this incredible program, Prospecting Your Inner Jewel. Tell us about it, and tell us about what the program is made up of so that our listeners who are interested, we're talking to Laurie Seymour, Prospecting Your Inner Jewel, can actually get more information and get more comfortable with this incredible resource that you've created.
The Prospecting Your Inner Jewel is really about building a sustaining relationship with your inner guidance system. And, you know, think about it. Haven't you? I know you have that. You connect with that. But so many people say, "Well, I want to know. I want to be able to find my own answers." And yet, people keep looking outside, and so they live a life from outside in rather than from inside out. This program is about teaching you how to live from inside out, about working first with your curiosity, because curiosity takes you out of feeling judgmental. You know, we have such judgment about ourselves in any framework, in any situation. But if we become curious, we start to discover that there is that jewel within us. We start to learn about how to do inner research. And then the next piece of that is navigation. How do we use our inner compass to develop that jewel? How do we build this inner network? How do we build trust? And that's where learning about working with the feeling body comes in. Then we move into the power of dynamic inner quiet. And that's the inner silence, that great inner silence. And that's where we get to refine the jewel. We're working with the essence of receiving, with the power of the breath, and with that deep inner feeling of peace. From there, now, we're moving. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because we were talking about silence, which I think is key, mm-hmm. and we'll get to the other components of the program in a uh-huh. minute. And you mentioned earlier meditation. Now, I think it's important for our listeners to know that they don't have to be sitting in a specific posture or to receive that inner guidance or to meditate, because I think that sometimes people are, okay, I can't do that, and therefore they're deterred from going deep within.
Absolutely. I'm a meditation teacher, and I teach something specific called Theraya meditation. But so often people will say, "Well, I can't get quiet. I my knees won't let me sit on the floor, or you know, things like that."
Right.
And this isn't about that. This is not. This doesn't have rules like that. For me, connecting with my inner teacher is really a breath away. And because I've been doing this a long time, that comes easily. But it doesn't take years and years to learn how to build that relationship. It really takes a willingness. and a willingness to maybe spend 5 minutes a day being quiet.
You know, I so agree, and I think once you're able to get quiet, you can get quiet all the time. I mean, you can it can happen right more quickly and automatically. Okay, so let's get back to your program, Prospecting Your Inner Jewel. You talked about curiosity, navigation, and we just talked more about the silence. What are the other components, Lori?
The other two components are dialogue, first of all, and that's where what I call it is as polishing the jewel. It's that inner dialogue and learning how to do that, and the easiest way to do that is with a process of writing down questions and then receiving that information, receiving the answers. And I'm underlining the word receive because it's that attitude and that openness to receive that is so key. And that's where we connect with the bigger picture. You know, that's where those synchronistic experiences start to happen. It's where we really develop discernment, that ability to witness what's coming.
You know, I want to talk to you about that a little bit too, in terms of receiving, because again, when we're receiving, I think it's important to not hold on to a specific way. Okay, I need to receive this information in my dream. I need to receive this information in an email. You know what I mean? Because because I think that when you're open to receiving, as you're talking about, it could come in so many different ways. It could be the license plate on the car in front of you, that you're paused and there you see something that says "Be peace," you know, whatever it is, I'm just making it up, or somebody's name. And when I've taught people how to get in touch with that inner guidance, it's so important for people to let go of how they want it and to just be open, like you're saying, right?
Right, let go of expectations.
Right. You know,
and I think what you're saying, Joanne, is you're really talking about paying attention. So it might, as you know, show up on that license plate, or it might show up in a dream, or it might be the person standing behind you in the Starbucks line.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, I'd say the last part of the program is what we call creative intelligence, and that's living in the heart of the jewel. It really is the essence of the relationship with your inner teacher.
I love that expression, living in the heart of the jewel. I just wrote that down. So what does that mean? I mean, it's with the full expression, but how do you know when you're doing that, Lori? How do you know when that's happening? How do you feel? What's going on?
You're feeling a flow, really, in your life. I feel it as almost like a literal or a physical alignment of everything in my body, because I came from such a place of the intellect in my life, and my head ruled everything. I had to surrender to a bigger picture. And what I mean by that is like starting to trust that what was coming, what this whole other relationship was offering to me. And then now I talk about that as connecting brain power with the intelligence of the heart. And there is a feeling in the body of real clarity, of the self-doubt just seems to dissolve. And you have that sustained inner connection.
You know, it's so important, like you said, connecting the mind and the heart, because we always thought, and research says differently, and which is wonderful now, but we always thought that the mind rules, that but truly, it's the heart, which.
And we access that through the feeling body, because the feeling body is like that nonverbal communication. The energy that's moving from one body to another. It comes through tone, through body language, through actions. And eventually, your feeling body can become your guide, because it can be that barometer. But first, we have to pay attention.
Right. Now, not only, like you said, we have to pay attention. Okay, so let's say people are doing this, Lori. They're able to be silent for a little bit. They're able to connect with their inner teacher. And they have it for a moment, maybe for 10 minutes, maybe for a day. But how do they keep it going? How do they sustain the dialogue and the connection and really stay within the heart of it all, the heart of the jewel, as you say so beautifully?
In a way, it starts to sustain itself because living from the old places starts to feel so uncomfortable. And that's part of how my feeling body guides me. It's like when I'm feeling really off, I know I have to take a few moments to get settled, to ask questions, to see what's going on. And it doesn't mean that I'm always feeling peaceful by any means, because often when I'm moving into something brand new in myself, and I think that's the nature of life, we're always moving into something new when we're willing, I feel quite unsettled because I'm feeling in the void. I'm feeling that kind of space between what was and what's going to be. And that's, you know, that's where I've been feeling these days, this last couple of weeks. I know that there's a lot of change going on within me because I just feel some days like I look at myself in the mirror and I don't know who I am. And so I have to be really gentle with myself at these times and know that it's all okay and still maintain that practice, if you will, of spending time in the quiet and spending time asking the questions about what's going on so that I can really bring through more information, reliably bring that through.
You know, I'm glad you said that because everything isn't always like la 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 la. And I'm going through a transition too, and so it's a bit tumultuous when you're going through that. But like you said, if you have that trust and that connection, you know that it's okay, even in the moments when there's some doubt and a little bit of oh my God, what's going on here? Whatever it is, right? And so
yes,
I think I think that's really, really important. So do you have an exercise that you can share with us or something that, I mean, when you work with people and you help them get to dialogue with their inner teacher, do you do something specifically to do that or?
Well, one of the things that we'll be doing in this program is to teach people about getting quiet. And as you said, about it not being having to sit cross-legged, you can be walking, you can be out in nature, but taking that time where you're disconnected from electronics and you're letting yourself be with you, working with the breath. So it's imagining that really the breath is the way in and letting yourself feel that kind of settledness in your body where you can sit however you're comfortable or walk if that's where you feel more comfortable, but where you're going to be undisturbed. And just simply allow yourself a few moments of feeling how your breath is in your body. That starts to bring your attention into the feeling body so that you can get familiar with how your body speaks to you. And from there, everything gets built on with that, because first and foremost is that way of connecting with yourself.
Now, are we changing the breath at all or doing a yogic breath? Or is it just tuning into the way we naturally breathe and pay attention to that?
First and foremost, it is important to pay attention to how you naturally breathe. As you move on with that, it is not about a yogic breath or really changing the way you breathe so much as imagining the breath coming in through your heart center. And with that, paying attention, letting your breath just fill your body, fill your whole chest cavity. And each time you're in your thoughts might go into something else, just gently bring yourself back to the feeling of your breath coming into your body. Let it naturally rise and move through however it's going to do that. And then letting yourself feel that fullness in your own body. There really is exchange, if you think about it. There's really circulation because the breath itself has such intelligence. Thank goodness we don't have to direct our breath. You know, okay, now you're going to mix with this chemical and you're going to go there and, oh, my God, we'd never have time for anything else. And we'd fail.
So that's important because it's about tuning in, as you're saying, to what's going on within us innately, naturally, and getting familiar with it and paying attention to it and allowing it. That's a big part. Okay. And then getting comfortable with it because, as you're saying, the breath is also a tremendous teacher.
It is. It is. It really is that intelligence of life. And, you know, if I could, I'd love to share an exercise from our ebook, Seven Awareness Provoking Experiences.
I would love to.
Okay. This is something that people can receive when they go onto the Baca Journey website and sign up to get the download. It's free for people. But this is one that I really appreciate because it addresses how we feel about ourselves.
Good.
So choose a photograph of yourself first, something that you can look at, get quiet, and just be with it. Choose that photograph. And as you're looking at it, imagine that you're looking at a picture of your best friend. Take a couple of breaths and let your body relax. This is your best friend. How do you feel towards this person in the photo? What are the qualities that you can point to in looking into the picture? And then imagine what you would like to say to this picture, to this best friend that you're looking at in the photo. And make notes. Dialogue, get it down in writing because there's something that happens in the act of writing that locks it into your body, that changes something in the cellular structure of within you.
Yeah.
And then read it back to yourself. Feel what it is that you've noticed, how it is that you've been able to feel towards your best friend in this picture. You know, the inner teacher really becomes your best friend. And it's so wonderful to have a best friend that you can count on and that you never, that's always there and you never have to worry about waking up in the middle of the night.
I love it. And I think it's also important to, on a daily basis, like I connect with my inner guidance daily and even kind of welcome my inner teacher, my higher self, whatever the terminology is that we give it. I kind of connect and sometimes even out loud or specifically in my head, I'll ask for help with something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's also important for people to recognize that they could ask for help of themselves.
Absolutely. And that's really what it's about. You mentioned, you know, about asking what you needed to eat that day. And that is so true. You know, some days my body can handle something that other days it can't. But food becomes such a testing ground almost of our willingness to trust, of our willingness to really listen and follow through with what we hear. Oh, I'd really like a hot fudge sundae. But, you know, when my body says, not today, then I can relax. It's like, I know I'm going to pay a huge price if I go ahead and eat that chocolate sundae.
So what you're saying, and I totally agree, is when you're paying attention to it, you listen to it, it's also important to follow the guidance. Because you get these messages, and that's been my experience in teaching it too. You get these messages, mm-hmm. and they're profound messages, and sometimes they're also very simple, but they're important. And we doubt them, or we don't want to follow them, like you're talking about that hot fudge sundae. But the more that we pay attention, the more those messages come in more, it's my experience, more loudly, more clearly. And so it's almost as though you're walking hand in hand with your inner guidance, and it's a dance.
It is a dance. It's such a beautiful image. It for me, it's life's dance, because we have to be willing to act. We can't just say, oh, well, show me, show me, show me, guide me, guide me, guide me, and then do nothing. My experience of that is truly my inner teacher starts to quiet down if I'm not willing to respond, to act, and step forth.
I totally agree. I think this is really important work, Lori, because I think that nowadays, there's so much going on outside of us externally, and oftentimes we don't know what we're supposed to be paying attention to, and a lot of it is fear-based or just bringing up all sorts of emotional charges. And this is mm-hmm. a way to really get centered and focused about what's really important to us, because I think the inner guidance really knows best. So tell people how they can find out about this work, connect with you, get more information about the program, participate in it, and all that good stuff.
People can reach me via the Baca Journey website, and that's T-H-E, the BACAJOURNEY.com. That's the BacaJourney.com. They can email me at Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at the Baca Journey. And there are a lot of resources on the website for people who are looking to explore, who are looking to connect with their own deeper wisdom. This program is not on there yet, as we've been finalizing that and doing some piloting of it. But I'll be off to France at the end of the month, and when I'm back in June, that's when we'll be going live with the program. So come and join in to all the different things that are happening with the Baca Journey. There's a lot to explore.
So is there a specific significance or symbolism to the terminology or the name, the Baca Journey?
There's no symbolism. Actually, the Baca is a physical place in southern Colorado. I'm located in Denver. And it was a place, it's a very high energy place. It was started and brought together spiritual communities from around the world of every kind. And we met there very quietly for many, many, many years. And so it's really in honor of and acknowledging all of the inner research that took place there, and all of the people who were willing to devote their life to finding and connecting with and following their own inner teacher.
Because, you know, it just sounds so right.
Well, you know, it becomes, at some point you get tired of looking outside for answers.
Right.
And that's when, you know, the vision turns inward.
So as we're talking about answers, you and I were talking right before the show, the state, because this is on your website, thebacajourney.com, I was looking at it, the state of Terea. Did I pronounce that right?
You did, yeah.
So tell your listeners what that's about.
Terea is that space of interconnectedness. It actually comes from a Sanskrit word that speaks to that state between wakefulness and sleep. when you're just there. It's like you're poised in space, but it's really that you're connected with everything. And quite a number of years ago, one of the ways that this work came forward was in Tereya Touch and Tereya Meditation. Tereya Touch as a hands-on way of working with that energy and with that state, and Tereya Meditation as a way of doing it in a group setting in a meditative state. Both connect people very deeply into that state of Tereya. And with that, it is what we spoke about in the very beginning, which is going into potential, going into what your potential is at a deeper and deeper and deeper level.
Wow, that's wonderful. And you know that in-between state between sleep and waking consciousness, as you were describing, that is one of the most powerful states to get information, because you're getting information from your subconscious, from the universal consciousness, and it's just so potent. So thank you.
It is. It's the remembrances of all that we have connected with in the past.
Wonderful. So, Lori Seymour, give us your information about how people can connect. And remember, folks, there's a free gift. You can actually get it's an ebook, correct?
It is. The ebook is seven awareness provoking experiences. And these are experiences that are designed to quiet your mind, deepen your attention, and develop your inner connection.
Great. And it's free, everybody. So tell people one more time how they can get in touch with you, Lori, and find out all about this wonderful program and actually be able to get the ebook.
It is www.thebaca.com. And I look forward to connecting with you, to hearing people's experiences that they have with doing any of those experiences in the ebook, and to having you join us on the journey.
That would be wonderful. Lori Seymour, you have so much to offer people. I wish you safe travels as you're going to France, and I know that this Baca journey is a very powerful one. I can feel it in my inner guidance system, definitely. Mm. So thank you so much for being with us today.
You are so welcome, Joanne. Thank you for having me on. It's been delightful.
My pleasure. Have a blessed day. So everyone, Lori Seymour has many, many answers. Really go to her website. Check out her free ebook. And also, remember that so much wondrous possibility and richness is within, and you can access that. Get a hold of your own inner guidance system, which is so very, very important. Next week, next Wednesday, we're shifting gears, and we have Carrie Yazzie. I hope I'm saying her name right. She's going to be talking about preventive health, a deeper look at environmental toxins, and she's the founder of Wellness and Wisdom, and really how you can protect yourself and your family and really create a safe home environment. We've been talking about our internal environment, and this is a way to really help our external environment so that we can allow our internal environments to soar. Remember what Lori said earlier, Lori Seymour, she was talking about really connecting with your breath as one of the potent ways to get inside yourself and do that. I want you to remember that you are so very, very special, and you have the ability to connect with your inner teacher, to connect with your breath, with your inner guidance, and to really bring forth the wondrous beauty and richness that is you. So you know within that you have the power to power your life. And I want to thank each and every one of you for sharing your day with us. And if you've missed any part of the show, it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's also on my website. You can go to www.docdoc.com WHITE.org. Find out more about upcoming shows and also about my upcoming TV shows. We had some great guests on. And thanks again for being the special person that you are. And I hope to see you and be with you next week.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.